today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear friend. Inshallah, you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to us. First, we'll look at the calendar. Then we're going to speak about promoting humanity. So please be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh, Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So pleasing you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Friday, is the 15th of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Dey, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 14. We'll listen to it, then the important lesson.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ.
Then we made the sperm drop into a clinging clot, and we made the clot into a lump of flesh, and we made from the lump bones, and we covered the bones with flesh. Then we developed him into another creation. So blessed is Allah, the best of creators.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Blessed be that unique power that draws such an unprecedented and marvelous picture with a drop of liquid in the dark room of the womb. Blessed be that knowledge and wisdom that creates all those talents, capabilities and potentials in such an apparently insignificant creature. Glorified be Him, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, for His unique creation. Allah creates the substance and the form of things, while if man intends to create something, he can only give a new form to it using the existing materials of this world as its substance.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
To promote humanity, this is the topic we're going to speak about. Islam rejects any discrimination among human beings based on religion, race, language, and nationality. Differences in either race or religion can never be used to validate the mistreatment of others. This mistaken understanding is against the teachings of Islam and contradicts what is practiced by Prophet Muhammad. It is therefore against the intended purpose of the creation of tribes and races to bring strife and conflict against one another. It is telling that our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny coexisted with people of different races and religion in his lifetime, created bonds with them and treated them with the utmost respect and dignity, be it in life or in death.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How can we be a better human? What does Islam or other religions say about achieving success to be a better person, a better personality, or to be a human? The eighth factor is making recourse to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. The household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are like stars shining and leading mankind to the right path. They are the best role models. Following them and adhering to their teachings will lead to success. And next is avoiding sins. The ultimate purpose behind the creation of man is perfection and eternal happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted, provided man with the tools and means of happiness, showing him the path which leads to it. One of the barriers to perfection is sin, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Committing a sin leads to destruction, causing man regret and sorrow. The ending is bad. A sin is like a deadly poison whose cure is only repentance and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and return to God gifted nature and servitude of Allah. The effects of sinning does not become visible only on the Day of Judgment. Many of its impacts also implicate man in this world. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned with this radio and listening to this discussion and listening to us. So some other factors that makes us to be a better human, a better person. I've failed to cover all those factors that I have collected to present to you. Some of these factors have been left like struggle or patience and forbearance and economic security. But hopefully we shall find some other time, inshallah, in future to talk about such discussions, such issues. Thanks for your patience and staying tuned. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Economic welfare and its relationship with our topic. In Islam, zakat is a form of compulsory almsgivings and a religious obligation for those Muslims who are financially affluent. They are required to pay 1/40th of their total income or money each year to those Muslims who are poor and helpless. Zakat is considered by Muslims to be an act of piety through which one expresses concern for the well-being of fellow Muslims as well as preserving social harmony between the wealthy and the poor. Zakat promotes a more equitable redistribution of wealth and fosters a sense of solidarity amongst members of the ummah. And sadaqa. Sadaqa means voluntary charity, which is given out of compassion, love, friendship, fraternity, religious duty, or generosity. Both the Quran and the Hadith have put much emphasis on spending money for the welfare of needy people. The Quran says, "Spend something in charity out of substance which we have bestowed on you before death should come to any of you." Chapter 63, verse 10. One of the tips for becoming more human. Images communicate what words cannot. As much as you can include imaginary in your communications, if you're speaking, tell a relatable story. If you're writing, include images about what you're talking about. If it's the web, well, if you aren't using images on the web yet, we probably need to have a back to the basics discussion. Did you know that the eyes can communicate information faster than any of the other senses?
I would like to talk about the worth of a human being from the Islamic point of view. And as a preamble to that, let me talk about, you know, the position of human being in the world. As part of this, you know, overall social dimension of the society, which in a normal way, basically it functions, and this is how it functions. People should use their own talent to help the society. In return, the society also helps them. But then there are some who actually go above that level. And they say, no, we will use our expertise and our time and our energy and our talents and ability, you know, to serve others without asking for anything. And this is what is known as volunteerism. In Islamic terminology, we call khidmat-e-khalq, to serve the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, in Islam, once somebody does that, that when a person starts doing volunteerism, using his own ability, talent, knowledge, you know, ability or resources to help others, and he does khidmat-e-khalq in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is going to reward that person. And this is what is known as khidmat al-khalq fi sabilillah. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, in Islam, actions do not have value by themselves. Actions actually are, you know, value neutral as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. The action gets the value according to the niyat of the doer. See, the problem between us, or the difference between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that we don't have the ability to know what is in the mind and heart of an individual. So we just look at the zahir. We only look at the amal and the fa'il. And we judge individuals according to the actions. And that is, you know, a normal way of doing it. But we should not expect the same standard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at the action, the amal, and the fail. He actually looks at the fa'il, the amil. What was the intention? If the intention was fi sabilillah, then the reward is there. If the intention was fame in this dunya, Allah says, I will give you that in dunya. In akhirah, don't demand anything from me.
Oh. That was all for today's special, and of course, to promote humanity. Inshallah, we continue this topic. So follow us on parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.